If you asked me directly, if you asked Lorenzo, I think if you asked anybody, you know, everyone would say, yes, of course, we are for an end to war and we want peace in the world. I mean, I think most people, if you ask them directly, very few people would say, yes, I want to keep fighting, at least in the sort of context that we're talking about. People in our situation who are not directly necessarily fighting for liberation of, you know, I'm not fighting for liberating my country, let's say. So it's pretty banal even to say, yes, I'm against war, because yes, everyone is against war, but yet they keep happening. So in the show, we didn't feel that we wanted to make direct statements, because we said to ourselves that, okay, it's pretty clear where we stand on this. We don't need to keep explaining it. Now let's experiment a little bit, which is why even the title of the show is, you know, war is a force that gives us meaning, but obviously it's sarcastic. But there was at least one artist who actually asked us, asked me actually, so does this show glorify war? And I was very surprised. I said, well, of course not. He said, well, I'm wondering about the title. So, you know, I explained, okay, it's sarcastic, ironic, etc. Okay, so getting beyond the conventional answer of, yes, we want world peace, etc., we thought it was really important to understand these impulses. And if I can give a different example, maybe it'll be easier to explain. One of the things that I deal with a lot in my own work is religious politics, and specifically radical Islamist movements, specifically in Asia and elsewhere. And my position on this has been clear since I was a teenager. You know, I'm opposed to religion being in the state. I feel religion should be at home. I don't want political religious movements running my life. And in my specific context, it is about political Islam, right? For the context that I grew up in. But I've also in my work tried to understand radical Islamist movements. I've tried to understand why more and more people are joining them. You know, why religion is more popular. Why in an age of globalization, when nothing seems to make sense to people, when a majority of people are actually outside of the wealth being created, so that they don't have a space in capitalism because they're not making money, they don't have a space in modernity, but all around them they see this thing and they feel more and more isolated, a lot of people are turning to religion. And I was analyzing this and I was doing it in a way that seemed sympathetic. So some people really criticized me in Bangladesh saying, well, what's going on? Are you becoming sympathetic to the Islamists? And I said, well, you know, it's important to understand why this is happening. And so maybe coming back to war, I would say a similar thing, that it's really important to understand why people are fighting. It's not enough to just say everyone should put down their weapons or that violence should cease in human society. There's obviously a very seductive attraction to it. And I think it's very important to understand that. And I think especially in a lot of the rhetoric around, let's say, the Middle East, there is this language that's very much, if you really break it down, it seems to say, why don't these people just stop? They should just stop. It's very as if, you know, as if history doesn't exist, as if there are no legitimate demands, you know, as if things are that simple, or as if stories are not being written based on who is more powerful. Right. So when stories are written based on who is more powerful, of course, one solution seems really simple. But, you know, if you're on the other side, you might think that the only way to live in a just society is to fight. Right. I mean, you know, if you look at, you know, I'm not advocating violence necessarily, but if you look at South Africa, for example, you know, the African National Congress was considered a terrorist group by the United States. But a lot of people felt that the South African situation was really clear. What was right and what was wrong was really clear, and they were able to support the ANC. Now, I'm not saying that that means you're going to go out and support every violent movement, but it's important to understand those sorts of things and put that into the context as well and put it into the conversation. I feel that there's, when discussing violent movements and conflicts, one side is really easily understood and the other one is not. And I think it's really important to hear the conversations from both sides.